For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis. This Saturday, a foster care and adoption fair will be held in Owensboro. The event will provide an opportunity for those who might be interested in helping children through foster care or adoption to learn more about that topic. Dan Modlin has more in this report.
According to state officials, more than 6,800 children in Kentucky are currently in Cabinet for Health and Family Services foster care. Last year, more than 700 youngsters in that foster care program were adopted, and more than 80% were adopted by their foster families. This Saturday in Owensboro, a special event will be held to provide more information about that process.
Actually, throughout the whole state of Kentucky, we're constantly looking to recruit additional foster homes and potential adoptive homes for children that are in out-of-home placement.
That's Kelly McIntyre, the director of the Training Resource Center at Western Kentucky University. She's partnering with some colleagues at Murray State to help organize the Project Match event in Davis County.
Project Match stands for Making Appropriate and Timely Connections for Children. Basically, we like acronyms. We like to come up with nice little alphabet soups that mean something, but that key piece there is timely connections for children. We want to make sure that kids are able to be in homes close to areas that they are familiar with, that they can still stay in the same school systems, be around the same group of friends.
McIntyre says staying in a familiar community can be very important to a child in foster care.
Absolutely, absolutely. We are hosting this foster care and adoptive fair on July the 28th. It's going to be in Owensboro at the Christian Church, at Owensboro Christian Church, from 10 to 2. And really, this is just an opportunity for anyone in the community that's interested in maybe just exploring, finding out some more information about what is foster care, what does it mean to be an adoptive home. By coming out to the event does not mean that anybody is making a commitment or an obligation. We're looking to have some fun, make this a family fun event. People can come and go. You don't stay for the whole time. Come as it's convenient for you. Door prizes. We're going to have some different things to keep the kids entertained, and we're also providing lunch. We have individuals in the community that are interested in learning more about foster homes, adoptive homes, then they can bring their kids out. We'll have some things for their kids to do, and they can still talk with local foster care agencies. Local social workers and other foster homes, other adoptive parents are going to be there, kind of be able to talk to them a little bit about what it's been like.
McIntyre says people from a wide variety of backgrounds can become very effective foster families.
Really just being open-minded and not going into it expecting a certain type of child. Just like any parent getting ready to have their own biological child, you might know your personality or your significant other's personality, but lots of times that child has their own distinct personality that may or may not be like the parents. So just being open to any kids that are just in need of a home where their needs are met, they know someone cares about them, but that families don't expect that a child is just going to immediately adapt to their family style or even family values.
Kelly McIntyre is the director of the Training Resource Center at Western Kentucky University. The Project Match Foster Care and Adoption Fair set for this Saturday, July 28th at Owensboro Christian Church from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. If you'd like more information, you can contact Project Match toll-free at 1-877-994-9970. That's 1-877-994-9970. For WKU Public Radio, this is Dan Modlin.